Good morning, everyone. Today is Sunday, August 23rd, 2026, and we're going to do a podcast today with my 20-year-old granddaughter that acts like she's maybe 40. She's driving back to school. She's a junior at University of Michigan. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning.
All right. The purpose of this podcast, hopefully our website, our family website, will be up long enough that our children's children will be able to listen to this podcast at some future point and learn what their mother or father was going on in their life at this time. So with that in mind, let's see, I got quite a list of questions. What's something people are always surprised to learn about you, Nadia?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I can often surprise people by maybe like my work ethic or determination.
Okay. Explain on that a little bit, please.
Easy example is like employers. I feel like employers, especially when I was way back last year when I was still a teenager and the years before that. My employers would often be surprised by like how hardworking I was or how even small stuff, just attention to detail in work settings and just how maybe employable or coachable I am. Outside of that, even packing up the cars to move out, parents or Nolan or his family or whatever, just like when they're like, oh, this can't fit, and I'm like, no, yes it can, and then I make everything fit. Stuff like that. And then it's just sort of like, all right, you're right, it fits.
Well, tell me, where did you get this work ethic that makes you unique?
I will say that it probably stemmed from watching my parents. Both me and both of my brothers, we all have pretty strong work ethics. And I think that just comes from my parents and their example they set growing up with the restaurant and watching them sort of block out the noise of everybody saying that it wasn't possible or just that they couldn't do it and that they were taking too big of a bite. That they could chew. So I think my parents just sort of preaching to us always that, you know, hard work pays off or stuff like that, but also watching them set that example and live that out.
Well, that also leads to another question. How do you learn or have you learned in life what voices to trust, who you go to when you need some good advice, or what constitutes a person, what qualities the person have to have to gain your trust for advice seeking?
Definitely voices of reason in my life would be both my parents, but also my grandparents and my brothers situationally. However, they also don't have the best advice. So I think it just all depends on what the situation is that determines who I go to about what. But I think qualities for people that I go to is just obviously, like, listening skills and just being able to sort of listen, hear me out, hear all the sides of the story, and just, not only telling me what I want to hear, but telling me the hard things and telling me what I need to hear.
Okay.
Of an honest person, but also, yeah, just very trustworthy person. Somebody that I respect, that I also know respects me, and similarly with love, somebody that I love, but also that I know is maybe telling me the hard things, but I know it's out of love and not out of a place of, I don't know.
Criticism.
Yeah, criticism, jealousy, bitterness, anger, any of the things. So, yeah.
Okay. I would say that you have a very strong personality. You are your own woman, and that's a characteristic that a lot of people don't find in their lives. But from my perspective, every one of our grandchildren they know who they are. What, and right along that same lines, what's something that you believe in strongly today that you suspect might change as you get older?
It's a good question. I feel like, I don't know that I have an answer for that right now. I feel like if you would have asked me a few years ago, maybe I would have had an answer, but right now I feel like I'm in a pretty good place with my, like, beliefs, whether that's morals, values, religious, any of the things. I feel like what I believe right now is pretty firm. However, I feel like I'm also in a very maybe new spot with all of my beliefs and just being firm in all of my beliefs, and just developing opinions beliefs, morals, whatever, about certain things. So I feel like maybe over the years, I will definitely learn more and, like, be able to dive deeper into a lot of what I believe, or maybe be able to back it or just have more reasoning for what I believe, if that makes sense.
Yep. It certainly does. I got a couple of questions here that are kind of the same question worded differently. What's a rule or a piece of advice that you live by that you didn't get from anyone? You figured it out yourself.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that one more time, Poop?
Sure. What's a rule or a piece of advice that you live by that you didn't get from anyone? You figured it out for yourself. I'm putting you on the spot. Yeah, I didn't give you these questions.
No, that's okay. I think I definitely learned throughout school, my later years of high school, just to sort of bite my tongue, or at least just to, especially in, like, times of, like, conflict or disagreements, or maybe something that hurt me that was said or done, just to sort of hold off. I live by giving something 24 hours, giving it a day or a night to sort of think through everything and feel my emotions maybe about a situation, and think through something, and then sort of determine a course of action from there, whether that's speaking up to whoever, whatever the situation was, or whether that's confronting good or bad, just maybe admitting that I was wrong, or confronting and saying, hey, that really hurt me, or you're in the wrong here, or this and that, or whether that's going to somebody outside of the situation for some advice or guidance, whether that's, any of those people that I just named before, family, close family or a close friend that sort of can shed a little light on the situation, whatever that may be. But yeah, I like to give something 24 hours. I like to give it a day before sort of acting on a situation or whatever.
That's good advice. What's your favorite memory? And going back as far as you can remember, maybe this is too broad of a topic, but what's your favorite memory of your family? Let me qualify that a little bit. Let me re-ask that same question in a little different way.
Okay.
What's something that you like about your family, whether it's your immediate family or your expanded family, that you absolutely love and want to pass on to your family?
I would just say, this is sort of a broad answer, but just how close we are. And that goes for both my immediate family and my extended family. How much we love each other, I would say. and just the reliability that we have on each other. I really hope that someday my future family will, both close and extended, will just share that same sense of, I guess, community within our family, because I feel like your community is the people that you choose to surround yourself with, and not all blood families choose to surround themselves with each other or choose to keep each other in their lives or choose to be involved in each other's lives. So I think that just the sense of community that we have within our family, both my immediate family, but also both sides of my extended family. I just love how much we all love each other and depend on and rely on each other and just can be there for each other.
What's something specifically that you've learned from your parents that you want to pass down to your family?
I think that something that I've watched and experienced my family doing for both me and my brothers and all of our significant others is just always being there and being willing to help out, whether that's driving across the country multiple times to move people in or driving across the state for just a couple hours just to come see me or just to drop off something or anything. And those are just the big asks, but they're there for all the little things too. And anything that we ever want or need, their answer is always, whether we ask them a direct like need or want right then and there, or if we're asking them a hypothetical, it's always, we will figure out a way to make it happen. And they always do. And I think that is something that, I would say dependability and just always being there and willing.
All right. If your life turns out exactly how you're hoping, what does it look like 20 years from now?
I'll answer this in the sense of like in a dream world, but I don't know. I don't know if this will or will not happen. And I don't know exactly what steps this encounters, but in a dream world, if everything worked out, how I wanted it to, I would have a family. I don't know how many that would, consist of, but I would have a family with Nolan, hopefully. And we would be settled down probably on the west side of Michigan, close to my parents and my brothers. Nolan would be a PT. I'm not sure if he would own his own practice or if he would be working for somebody else, but and I would have my own little cafe of some sorts. That would be a dream world for me. So.
Okay, well, that's a pretty beautiful dream.
Yeah.
What quality do you hope never changes about you, no matter how life goes?
I hope that I always just bring light to other people's lives, and just I hope I'm always somebody that gives life to people and not drains them.
Oh boy, that's a good answer. If your future son or daughter were listening to this someday, what do you want them to know about who you were at 20 years of age?
What do I want them to know? Your mother is a very fun person. That's what I want them to know.
Okay.
And I'm sure if I have a son or daughter and they're listening to this someday, that they would already know that by now.
Okay.
That I'm a fun person. So hopefully I'm a fun mom.
Okay, that's a good point. What's a piece of wisdom that you'd want to pass down through the generations of this family or your family?
I would say to just love people and accept other people's love.
Okay. By the way, is there any question you want to ask me?
I feel like you have some stuff brewing already that might answer this question and maybe another podcast, or I'm not really sure what this will look like. And this is a very broad question, but what piece of advice would you give? I'll give you a split question. What piece of advice would you give to all of us, your whole family, and hopefully our continued family down the line? And also, what advice would you give, like what type of relationship or marriage advice would you give for, Carly and Seth and Dylan and Molly and Gabe and Brittany and me and Nolan and whoever else, whenever they get into relationships and are looking to spend the rest of their lives together?
Well, you're right. I am going to, as I told you the other day, I am working on a podcast that has that theme, answers those questions, and so I'll save my answer to your question, which is a very good one, to that podcast. If that gives me an escape right now, you ask a good question, and you ask one of the, in my opinion, one of the most important questions about life, and that's taken me almost every minute of my 86 years to figure out for myself, and I really would like to get it down.
I'll ask you this question. This should be a good one.
Okay.
What's your funniest memory of our family?
Oh man. Funniest? God, there's so many of them, it would be hard to pick one out.
Or what is a funny memory from our family that you can share?
Well, I remember I remember walking into the Blue Shamrock one day, and you guys always, that was where you went for lunch and sometimes even dinner. And I remember, I think all you kids were there, but I looked at Dylan and I said, "Do you like the food here?" And he said, "No." And I asked him, "Why?" And he said, "Because it's the same thing." He said,
"Yeah, I think that was all of our answers back then."
Do you remember that question?
I do. I remember, I feel like I would get that question, honestly, quite a bit. Do you like the food here? And I feel like me and my brothers would both say, "No, we don't like the food. We eat it all the time." Even though we ate it all the time because it was good food. So I feel like maybe we should have answered that we're a little bored of it, but it was good food.
Let's see. What's another one I have? It was Christmas, and our whole family, the extended family and everybody, we went to the resort for Christmas, and we went ice skating. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, that's a good memory.
And it was fun to see. You know, you were young kids then, and you were still shaping your own life and what you had to do to be cool and be accepted, and out on the ice on skates, sitting on your butt because you couldn't stand up on them. That was funny. Let's see. Probably the most, and this one's not funny, the most impactful act I saw you guys do was when Grandma was down to her last few minutes of life. And you guys had spent, most of you were there in person, but there were some, like, I know Mackenzie and Dylan were not. They were out in Texas, and they were both in Texas. And Gabe, being out in California in the military, but your whole family, particularly the ones that weren't there, stayed on a FaceTime call for, I think it was 17 hours. I don't know if that's correct.
Yeah.
To be there.
Yeah.
And to see the actual love that your grandchildren showed Grandma in those closing moments of her life was the most impactful thing I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The love. I could actually feel the love. So I would say that's clearly first and spoke to the quality of people that you were becoming, what was important, the values you had. Let me see. How much time do we have left?
Approximately 23 minutes.
Approximately. let me see. I think you've answered. I've got the same questions asked in different ways, so you've touched on them. Is there anything you want to say to your immediate family and your extended family now?
Gosh, I feel like I'm giving a little speech. The most cliche but genuine thing I can say to both my immediate and my extended family is just thank you all for the constant and unconditional love that you have always shown to me, and for showing up for me always in so many different ways. I don't know, genuinely do not know what kind of person I would be or what my life or our lives would look like if we didn't always show up for and love each other how we have. So,
yeah. Good answer. Very good answer. Well, I guess this podcast is going to last about 26 minutes, and I'm going to post it online on the family website shortly, after I eat breakfast here, and you'll be able to listen to it on the family website.
All right.
So thank you for being the best grandchild that grandparents could ever have, and the best daughter. Oh, by the way, there is one more question.
Yeah.
What's your big takeaway? You spent the summer in India on a missionary trip. Can you summarize that experience? Don't worry about making it perfect. Just the first things that come into your mind to answer that question.
All right, I'll give some bullet points instead of a paragraph.
Okay.
I would say first couple things that come to mind is just that sharing the good news of Jesus and his life and sacrifice that he made for us is the most important thing and the greatest gift that we can share with other people. I think that introducing people to Jesus and getting to tell them the good news of the eternity that they could get to spend with him in heaven and your family within Jesus is something that is priceless. I think that the second thing that comes to mind is just to not judge people or be too set on stereotypes or
pre-existing opinions.
Yeah, that. But I mean, even coming home or going there before, I mean, going there before, India was the last place that I would have ever wanted to go. Probably. I did not want to go there. I was not happy about being sent there, but I knew that God placed me on that team and he wanted me to go there. And coming back, or even before going there and coming back, just hearing other people's opinions or thoughts or worries or doubts or anything like that. I would say going there, it was like I would have agreed or like been like, yeah, I'm worried about that too, or I'm scared about that too, or whatever. But coming back, I find myself getting almost defensive about India or Indians or their culture or their food or anything like that. So I'm like quick to defend it now and just say, don't knock it till you try it, because I would have never, I would say the last few months before, like leading up to my trip, I grew really excited about being sent to India because it was somewhere that I would have never gone if I weren't sent there on a mission trip. And I would have never chosen to visit there. Nobody vacations to India. So I'm really grateful that I was sent there. And that I got to experience, something that I would have never had the opportunity to do otherwise.
Very, very well done. And the part that I like especially about your trip, because Mother Teresa was such an enigma to a simple life devoted to helping those that can't help themselves. You actually got to meet, it was a nun that worked with her, correct?
Yeah, yep. At one of the churches we went to for a few weeks, we met a woman who worked alongside Mother Teresa and probably would have considered her a close friend for many years. So that was really cool.
Yeah. And you brought me back a rosary.
Yes.
And I wanted to let you know, I said a rosary using it at mom's or grandma's gravesite the other day. So I will use it explicitly.
Good. I'm glad you like it.
Alrighty, dear. Thank you very much. And know that our entire family loves you unconditionally. And you've got a great life ahead of you. So thanks for taking part in this.
Yeah, thank you, Papa. Love you.
Love you. Have a good school year.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Bye-bye, hon.
All right. Bye, Poops.